Hello，Hello，哦，还有你呢？
我们
这是我搞。Hello，everybody，how's the mood? There's no mood。哦，还有。The voices are back. Yes, they're always back. I mean, I just woke up. I woke up and I thought I wanted to do, I can't talk. I'm being, it's not activated. I wanted to do a little chit chatting because I didn't actually get to stream last night. Oh my god, my voice is dying. I slept a whole lot. I slept a whole lot last night. I think I actually finally gotten my 8 hours of sleep after I don't know, a year. I have been living on 4 hours of sleep a day. I think yesterday was the best sleep I've had, but I feel so bad for canceling the stream. That's why I wanted to do a little space, you know, this morning when I woke up, because I felt really bad about canceling the stream. I know a lot of you guys are looking forward to me playing the game, so I'm going to schedule that stream somewhere within this week. I will find a day and make it a goya so you guys can come over. Yeah. Oh man, I sound so weird. Why do I sound so weird? I am underneath the blanket, if you are wondering. I'm underneath my very comfy blanket. I enjoy doing spaces, actually. I didn't think I would enjoy doing spaces until I started doing them. I don't know. Don't you feel like having a space feels very much intimate? Oh my god. Don't you feel like it's like I'm talking to you one on one? I don't know. I'm having that kind of feeling, though. It's kind of nice. The space will not be recorded. I didn't record the space. I thought it's nothing special. To be recorded, so I mean recorded things like me washing my fridge. Yeah, I record that because I feel like I should listen to that space after 1 year. Right? Did you have a nice feeling. How have your day been? Ohio, what this is. How have your day been? I hope you've had a great day. I hope you're having a great day. And I hope that chatting here, or maybe listening to my space is going to make you have a great day. Yes, my fridge and my kitchen is all clean. It is sparkly clean. There is nothing bad inside for now. For now. I actually haven't really touched my fridge ever since the cleanup. Except I did cook the beef. I did cook the beef that Elena reminded me a while ago. I had like this Twitter space of me cleaning my fridge, and in there I found this beef that I didn't know how long it was. It was best before, like 4 or 5 days later. And then Eddie and I was so skeptical, she asked me to throw it away. But I didn't want to throw it away. So, I didn't want to throw it away. So I just took it and cooked it. She said to cook it within 3 days. So she reminded me the other day. And then, so what I did was, I took the beef, and I remembered what you guys told me to not wash my ground beef. So I did not wash it, and then I dumped them. Let me stop pronunciation. Dumped them inside a tin foil, and I just add in random stuff, and I put them in the air fryer and cook them, and then I eat it with bread. It was nice. You know, ground beef is so expensive over here, so I really didn't want to waste. I just got home from work an hour ago. See, time zones really do be a fickle. But don't worry. You can have a nice time. You did well at work, so you deserve all the rest that you can get today. Good morning, Cupcake, and good morning, Cozy. Ohio. I hope you're gonna have a great day, Etasis. Is that how I pronounce your name? Etasis. I'm so bad with pronouncing names. When I have to talk to people with difficult names, I just go, hey, you. Or, mister. Or, hey, madam, or hey, miss, instead of pronouncing their names, because I tend to mess up. You're ascending to heaven. Wait, no, that's not. What is that? Have you guys watched Mr. Bean? You know Mr. Bean? The live action one? We should watch Mr. Bean! We should watch Mr. Bean live action. And then, you know what, Mr. Bean? What is that? I love that Pepe gift. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that one. And then when he comes back and he goes like, here's all the I love Mr. Bean. I don't know. He's just such a comforting. So when I was back in my father's basement, I had her steal an iPad, and from there I discovered all things about the internet. And then Mr. Bean was one of my favorite things to watch. This one, it's just a very goofy guy. It's a goofy guy, and he has his friend Mr. Teddy, and him. And it's just so cute. And then they do really stupid things, like he wanted to serve wine to his friends during Christmas, but he didn't, so he didn't have any wine, so he put in vinegar and water, and he ran out of chocolate sticks for dessert, so he took the tree branch, he cut them up, and then he stuffed them in some black liquid. And sometimes I thought that he's quite smart. So he wanted to paint his room. He wanted to paint a room, and then what he did was he wrapped all the stuff he didn't want to get painted with newspaper. He wrapped them up, and then after that, he put like a firecracker or a bomb inside the paint, and he closed the door and goes BOMB, and then everything was painted. That's kind of smart, no? Totally should use bombs. Yeah, we should do some Mr. Bean watch along. That would be fun. That shall be my part of my member stream. I have so many things that I want to do for member. I want to make my ASMR specifically for member. And the role plays specifically for member. And I guess the member would get more intimate time with me. So we could do like sleeping streams, study streams, yeah, stuff like that. I plan to do like one member stream a week, or if I'm generous, two member streams a week, but probably one. I have planned out all things I wanna do. So it's gonna be fun. I thought about a lot of role plays that I wanna do. I thought about a lot of role plays like wanted to, I wanted to do, I don't snore, excuse me, I don't snore, I sleep talk though, but I don't snore, you snore, I don't snore. I plan to do very, let me think, different roleplays, like a daughter roleplay, going to buy groceries roleplay, and I'm gonna do things like lolidong, what else, things like you're getting kidnapped, and you're my hostage, and I'll do like yandere, I want to like, I want like, office lady, first day of interview, and I'ma trap you in the elevator. I wanna do a cat, wummy nickel roleplay, where you found an abandoned cat. I have so many ideas in my head. I'm gonna do many things. I have so many ideas, but you know, obviously I don't wanna do them out, right? So so the whatchamacallit, the dating ASMR was you know, ignore my throat, it's dying. So, you know, I actually wanted to do ASMR for that roleplay thing. but still having a little problems with my 3DO settings. Not sure what's wrong with it, but yeah, it's like some weird static noises. I'm still trying to fix that, so that's why I went with the normal one. But obviously in the future I'm going to use it for more ambience, right? Nothing beats especially when you're doing things like yandere or like lolidong, nothing beats whispering in your ear and calling you a good boy, right? So I'm gonna fix the mic settings and have better quality streams. But the dating stream was like a glimpse of what like roleplaying feels like. So if you like it, you better remember me. I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting. I'm excited. I will be having a celebration stream next week, so do keep an eye out for my celebration stream. But memberships, it's coming. It's in the making. In the making. Oh, ignore my blanket. I just wanted to get comfortable. Currently emotes are in the making and badges are in the making. I'm very excited for you to see the badges though. The badges is something that you never expect. And it's something something that you guys would never expect. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm gonna let you keep guessing. What's the fun if I let you know now? What's the fun if I let you know what emotes I'm gonna have? I'm gonna keep you waiting. But I can say that the badges are very, very cute. So, you guys shall see. Much excited, but I'm not gonna let you guys know what it is. It's all the fun. I honestly can't wait for monetization and member. It's something very new to me, so I am very, very excited and can't wait to share many new things with you guys. Can't wait to get more comfortable with you guys. And have a lot of fun with you guys. It's gonna be so fun. It's gonna be so fun. If you join my member, I will write a short little letter to you every day. Just for members. And you got a little sneak peek of my life every day. So I'm gonna make my members so enticing that you can't wait and can't help but to member me. Oh, yeah, my shorts. I made it, I scheduled shorts. I scheduled some shorts. I'm working really hard to make more content. Hopefully, it can help me grow 10k, let's go! It's, slowly but surely. Wormy sandwich. If I was a sandwich, what would I be? If I was a sandwich, what would I be? Peanut butter and honey. Peanut butter and honey. Quick question. Do you guys like to eat your peanut butter chunky or chunky? Wait. Crunchy. Crunchy. Do you like to eat your peanut butter crunchy or do you like to eat your peanut butter smooth? I like to eat my peanut butter. I like to eat my peanut butter. Crunchy. I don't mind peanuts, but I only eat them as peanut butter though. Peanut butter with strawberry jam is the perfect combination. peanut butter and strawberry jam is the ultimate sandwich combination. And if you want to swap the strawberry jam, swap it There's another combination that I really like. It's chocolate spread with blueberry jam. That is also my ultimate favorite. I love to eat bread. I eat bread every single day. So I tend to like to switch things up with my bread. I eat a lot of things on my bread. I like to eat an egg on my bread. So what I'll do is I'll have bread, and then I'll have an egg, and then I'll have ketchup, and I'll eat it like that. And that'll be like the meal of the day. Or if I'm feeling fancy and can afford food, I will buy ground beef and I will fry the beef and eat it with bread. Though mostly I just get corned beef because they are cheaper. And what else? I like to add, I like to eat mushroom soup with bread. I will just soak my bread in mushroom soup and eat it like that. Ohio, baby! Ohio, I just woke up too. Very sleepy. My brain is not Gigamus Maximus. My brain is not Gigamus Maximus yet. I'm still tiny brain. It will expand as I wake up. Prickly pear jam. What is prickly pear? Let me Google that real quick. Prickly pear. Cactus? Wait, cactus? I didn't know cactus has fruit. Whoa, they look like this. Wait, let me send you a photo. Whoa, what? They look like this. Wait. They look like tiny balls on the cactus. They look like fingers. They look like fingers. I wonder how they taste like. It kind of looks like a finger. This one looks like a finger. Wait. This one looks like a finger. Would I eat? I don't know. Probably not. It kind of looks intimidating. Well, the more intimidating it looks, the more I want to eat it, I guess. The forbidden high five. Shall I tell you a story about me and the cactus? So, I've always thought that the thorns of a cactus is actually soft and fluffy and nice. So what happened was, I once tripped myself and fell on a bunch of cactuses, and That was my first trip to Earth. When I landed, I saw a bunch of cactuses. I assumed that they were some decorations. I'm not sure, but someone passed by me and knocked to me, and I slipped and I fell into a cactus pit. And oh boy, the parts where I have my clothes, it didn't hurt, but the parts where I had my clothes hurt, like my hands. Thank God it didn't reach my face, but it didn't reach my hands. And I was wearing gloves, but it hurt. And you know what's the worst part ever? It's my hair. It's how they stick onto your hair and it won't let go. So I was so... I spent hours just taking the little needles off my hair. Cause it just got stuck there. But that was the first time I have found, I'm very clumsy. I am very clumsy. I believe this is because the altitude on Earth is different than the altitude in Hell. So I tend to always trip and fall on things. Can't really have a balance. I have no balance. I can't. So I tend to just trip over nothing. Maybe because I like to jump around. I like to skippity-skudaddle. I call it the skippity-skudaddle. Like, you know, I like to skip around. Maybe because of that, I tend to step on my own foot and I fall down. So tripping and falling is a very normal occurrence. Like last year, I remember telling my gen-mate that I tripped in my own toilet and I hit my eye on the sink. I had to wear an eye patch for like a whole week, which I already am wearing an eye patch, but it hit my non-evil eye, so can you imagine wearing two eye patches? Do you guys know that if you close your eyes, you can't see? The whole time I can't see, so I had to open my evil eye. Because I hurt my non-evil eye. It was not a fun time. I had like swollen eyes for a whole week. Not fun. Double the power, exactly. It's double the freaking power. What's the vision for an evil eye? My evil eye can pretty much see everything. And it has the ability to look through your eyes and through your soul. And I get to see your past life, and I get to see your likes, your dislikes, and I get to see your deepest, darkest inner desire. Do I have a secret third eye? Oh, I do, but it's not on me. Well, it's not called a secret if I tell you, right? So I'm not gonna tell you where my secret third eye is. But I'm inevitable. I have it everywhere. I'm not gonna tell you where I have it. But no, do you know where the ticklish spot I have? It's actually my belly button. So don't tickle my belly button, okay? Because it's very ticklish. You can rub it, but you can't tickle it. It's the most ticklish part. Like, the most ticklish part is the belly button. I don't know. What Mr. Eye is underneath her back? No, that's like Doctor Strange, isn't it? Doctor Strange has a third eye underneath his back. What do you mean? I let you know about my third eye, and I let you know about my belly button, but doesn't mean I'm gonna show it to you. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm gonna let you touch my belly button. You have to be very well deserving of my belly button. Then you can touch it, but not poke it. You can touch it, but not poke it. You can't poke it. You know my weak point is, but what are you gonna do with my weak point? Yeah, sure, I've told you my weak point, but what are you gonna do with it? It's not like you can touch me. It'll be of you someday. Someday. More like never. I have showed you my belly button. Yeah, you know? You know, that's the thing. I gotta show it to you so then you can crave for it more, right? You know, I gotta do a little tease, gotta show it to you, and then you never have it. Just like my panties, you know? Do you know that the ribbons at the side can move? Do you know that the frills at the side of my panties can jiggle? But guess what? You'll never be able to see it. Instead, you just get a still PNG of it. What do you mean secret boing boing? I am boing boing all along. I'm just boing boing in different places, okay? You know, initially, I do wanted to show you my panty jiggles, but, well, a certain fish told me not to, so I'll just have to tease it to you. I'll just have to let you know the reason why you can't have panty-tickles and panty physics. It's all because of our dear Lord and Savior, Sagana. Fisherman, hey! Fisherman, hey! We just had sushi. We just had sushi yesterday on our little date. Time to eat some grilled sagana. Bum 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 bum. Oh my god, sagana punk. Every day I challenge sagana to how yabai I can go in the beginning. Management say, Remy, don't do ASMR on YouTube. And guess what? I did it. And then I told management that I'll be unlisting my ASMR. Guess what? It's unlisted. What else do I do? Sakana says no flashing panties, but guess what? I still flash my panties. Every day I live life at the edge. What's the point of living life in a circle? You gotta live life to the edge. You gotta challenge the unchallengeable. Many things is gonna happen in membership, so please look forward to it. It's gonna be very fun. If he know like, why did he have the mama make him? Glad just get shorts. No, I don't like wearing shorts. I don't like wearing shorts. I like it airy and breezy. I don't like when they're shorts. Shorts is covering. It's not airy. It's not breezy. I don't like it. Free spirit. Only starts when you get on YouTube. Talking about shorts, I am planning to post one shorts per day. So every day around this time, you get a different short. So, I thought you'll be able to enjoy weird and goofy things that I do. So I do think that Sakana watches my ASMR. I do think that, because Sakana told me that I gotta fix my mic. I mean, how does he know about my mic if he didn't watch my stream? I bet he watches, he just did not type in the street. I bet he watches and he goes like, Remy, what are you doing? I even told him a bunch of ASMR stuff that I'm gonna do. He's a tsundere. No, I don't think Sakana is a tsundere. I think he's just like an... I think he's just a very... He's a very boomer. He's very boomer. He don't understand Zoomer jokes. He don't understand memes. He talks about weird conspiracies about economics and ad revenues and marketing. He feels like our dads, actually. He feels like our dads. You know, he's kind of like... he's like a fish dad. He don't understand Zoomer jokes and the things he finds funny. It's not really that funny. But I guess, you know, it's a boomer mind. But he do be like a dad though. He's really caring about all the talents. And always making sure that we're okay and stuff. Boomer League player. Boomer League player. Boomer League player. BLP. BLP should be his last name. Sakana BLP. Standing for Boomer League Player. That's all he has to know. I bet he was playing League when season 1 was out. when the map wasn't this complicated and the graphics of League was really bad. And then we didn't even have masteries. We didn't have runes, but you have to buy runes. Runes aren't free, and you don't have masteries. Actually, no, I think he just recently got into League. I think I played League longer than him. I think I played League longer than him. I think he only recently joined. I stopped League at season 5. Was it? I forgot. I stopped League at season 5. It's the week after Talia came. Not sure when Sage was playing though. Yeah, oh my goodness. Fishman plays PUBG? Man, I bet Fishman is the kind of person that goes to a cafe to hang out with friends, and everyone in his friend group starts taking a phone out. and starts playing PUBG. PUBG, you told everyone you play League. What's the thing about League? Does people not like League or what? I mean, I have to agree, League now is kind of sucky compared to back then League. League back then was way more fun than the current League. I don't know. I was like a competitive League player. And season 3 was my peak, I guess. I went for competitions and stuff. It was really fun. I was the designated mid laner and designated top laner, and I was swimming my way through Akali and Diana. And my jungle Sejuani was at its peak, and I was having a lot of fun, to be honest. Like, back then, League was really fun. Although it's like really toxic and stuff, but I guess it was really fun. I had a lot of fun though. I met a lot of online people, and we formed a group, and then we would just keep playing League. It was fun because I was watching a lot of the World Championship was nice. Remember the iconic Faker Zed move? Yeah, it was good back then. And then I stopped. Because I don't know. When they introduced the Mastery, I was kind of a bit reluctant wanting to go back. I guess it was like my gamer phase. Yeah, I was kind of reluctant to go back. I do. I used to play Dota a lot. But Dota takes way too long of a time. You know when you can play Dota and you can spend 1 hour in a freaking game? 1 hour in Dota. And the match has not ended yet. But I first played Dota, and then I played League. I played World of Warcraft. I was a massive World of Warcraft player. And then back then, World of Warcraft was gone through a subscription, right? And then I switched to Dota, and then I switched to League. Wait, what is that? I think that back then of order because there's not many people playing Alliance, so it's so hard. So I played Hoarder. I played Alliance, but I stick with Hoarder. But I don't think it matters now, right? I know that the new patch, they are merging Hoarders and Alliances together. MMOs are always very fun. MMOs are always very fun. I've actually have not played FF15 yet, to be honest. I think it's just... It's the, you get it free until you're that level, and then you have to pay for a subscription. So it's like, so I don't know. I've not played it yet. I have not played it. I tend to get very competitive in MMOs. I love playing PvP. And I will be obsessed with the PvP ranking. And I will do like hardcore training so that I could go in PvP and I could get up into the rankings. I would spend hours and hours and hours just practicing the skill, perfecting the combos, looking up guides online, looking at how people play a certain character, and I was gonna have like a notebook to write down the notes and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty fun. That was... Nowadays, I'm more chill. I don't go PvP, I just enjoy the plotline, the story, and just enjoy and have a great time. But the problem with MMO is that you can play for 24 hours and you won't even realize that it's been 24 hours. The longest record I played MMO was 3 days no sleep. 3 days no sleep. Forgot what it was. I think I was playing Terra. And I was playing a Lance character. I was trying to get her to level up. So I was just grinding in storyline. And I was listening to Eurobeat for like 3 days straight. No cap. I only ate bread. I was just playing and playing, and I didn't even realize 3 days was up when I woke up. Like, I got up and I felt a bit dizzy. I was a bit dizzy. Another game I played for like 2 days was Bioshock. Because I was so obsessed with that game. And I finished Bioshock in like a week. I have many games where I don't sleep. There's a game that I don't sleep, and that is Warframe. I don't know if you play Warframe, but when you're trying to farm a Warframe Prime, a Prime. I remember I had a Prime, Nyx Prime, right? I'm trying to get the freaking helmet. And I farmed for like a whole week. Every day I had like 3 hours of sleep. And then I'll go into the abyss. And I'll farm and farm and farm and farm and farm and farm and farm like 1 whole week until I get my next helmet. And then I have Mag Prime. Oh my gosh. Never again. I'm like a super grinder. I kind of really enjoy the grind. I really like grinding for stuff. I don't know. I have an obsession with. Oh, you don't want to see my Warframe playtime. Warframe is just really grindy. Especially if you want the prime power. It's just so hard. And then... And then I'll just get into random queues with people. And just hoping for the best. And just grind and grind and grind. And then... There's that one time to a point where I forgot to eat for like 2 days. Cause I just kept grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. That was a good time. And then I had to stop Warframe. I tend to get obsessed with a game, and I'll play it every day nonstop. And then when I get to an objective, or like I've reached a point where there's not much things for me to do, I just tend to back off a little bit from the game, and then go into a new game. So there's only a few games that make me want to go back again. I always forget to drink. Some days I don't even drink in a day. I don't like to drink water. I feel like drinking water is like drinking nothing. It's kind of a pain. So that's why I don't like to. I don't like to drink water. I don't drink, I don't eat. I just game. That is my life now. Oh, I don't drink energy drinks. I don't drink energy drinks. I have that what differentiates me and other gamers. I have natural big energy, so I do not need a Red Bull to fuel me. What drink I drink the most? Milk. I drink milk a lot. I drink milk 3 times a day. I drink three packets of milk every single day. I guess that's the only way I get hydrated. I just don't drink water. I drink milk. My body only consists of 80% milk. 80% milk. It was fun chatting with you guys, but I'm gonna just get up now. So, I'll see you guys in stream, I guess. It was fun talking to you guys, but I'm gonna wake up and do something. Okay. I'll see you guys very soon. I love you guys. And we'll talk more next time. Bye-bye.